Short and sweet stories.
A good idea for Mumu Blue.
The One-Armed Little Crab. The little crab was missing a claw. A bully crab had twisted it at recess, and his right claw was hanging off. The school doctor had put a cast on it and told him to keep it out of the water, that it was very important not to get it wet. The little crab stayed in a small pool of water that had formed between the rocks. It was a very small pool in which he could keep his claw out of the water, but it covered his gills so that he could breathe. However, the little crab did not realize that it was a full moon that night, and the high tide caught him by surprise. The tide rose sharply while he was sleeping, and the small pool filled up to the brim with water. Before he could react, the cast fell off and his claw was lost in the waves. The little crab was paralyzed. He was now a one-armed little crab, and he suspected his fate. Although he knew that the claws would grow back in time, other one-armed crabs he had heard of had died of starvation before, unable to hunt properly. That night, he did not sleep a wink. He thought a lot about the future that awaited him. He even remembered a story told by his friends about a crayfish in China that cut off its own claw to escape from the pot. And he thought he would be able to do it too, because ending up stewed in sauce was even scarier than being one-armed. The next few weeks were very difficult for him. His classmates whispered behind his back. They pitied him. And there was no shortage of bully crabs to make fun of him. He even thought he noticed that Antenna, the prettiest crab in the class, wasn't looking at him so much anymore. Months went by, and his claw still did not grow. The one-armed little crab was already convinced that it would stay like that forever and would end up starving to death or falling prey to some predator. Now, he was a sad little crab. One summer morning, he was resting with other crabs in one of the pools that had formed in the rocks when he saw two humans appear, one child and one adult. They were carrying a bag. Oh no, they were hunting crabs! When the one-armed crab wanted to warn the others, it was too late. The humans began to catch them with a net. Panic ensued. The little crab could hear the screams of the others as they were being stuffed into the bag. Suddenly, he found himself caught in the net and thought it was the end.
Dad, look, I've caught one.
Oh, fantastic.
The older human grabbed the net and examined him closely. The one-armed little crab covered his eyes with his remaining claw. He didn't want to look.
This one. Better leave it. It's missing a claw. It's no good to us.
And the boy returned the little crab to the water. When everything calmed down, the one-armed crab looked around. He was alone. All the other crabs had been caught. Although the situation was very worrying, he was relieved that he had been saved. He knew it was thanks to his claw, or rather, his non-gripper. From that moment on, the one-armed crab began to accept his problem much better. It could even be considered an advantage if you think about it. He learned that even the greatest misfortune has a good side, even if sometimes you have to think hard to find it. Oh, by the way, I guess you'll like to know the fate of the bully crab. The one-armed little crab found out soon after that the crab that had broken his claw had been caught and most likely ended up in the pot. You will be happy to know that. Crabs are crustaceans. That means that their body is covered by a shell, They have 10 legs. 8 of them would be like legs because crabs use them to move around. And the other two, the front ones, are thicker and end in claws, so we could consider them as arms. There are river and sea crabs, but there are also terrestrial species that, although they also have gills, are able to breathe out of the water. Crabs shed their shells several times during their lives in order to continue growing. This means that they lose their old shell and grow a new one. In addition, if they lose one of their legs, it regenerates over time. That is, it grows back. There are some very curious crabs, such as the fiddler crab, which has one claw much larger than the other and looks like it's playing the violin. Or the coconut crab, capable of climbing to reach the coconuts and open them with its strong claws. Or the hermit crabs, which use the shells as a dwelling and always carry it with them, as if they were a snail. They are great. Oh, and the story of the Chinese crab that escaped from the pot is real. I saw the video on the internet once.
A good idea for Moomoo Blue, your coolest, personalized books brand.